Okay, today's daf is Sota daf Chav Dalet. We are about to start the fourth parak of Masechta Sota. Just one hosafa from yesterday's daf. Yesterday we had the discussion in the Mishnah of differences between men and women, both within the world of Sota and in the world of Kahuna. And finally, in general, the differences between men and women in Halacha. The Mishnah listed off a number of those differences. The Tosefta listed off a number of differences in addition, and that was what Tosfos mentioned on the Chav Gimel Amud Beis, where he added on the ones about Tamei Lameis and Baal Tashchis and Ben Saramor Vechulu. Just one ha'ara on the first one listed in the Tosefta, and that's the issue of Zman Grama. We know from the Mishnayos and the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin that women are pturos from mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Women are obligated in all those aseis, even if they are Zman Grama, but they're pturos from Zman Gramas unless there is a specific limud that teaches us that they would be obligated. So, for example, they're obligated in matzah because of its connection to Chametz. They're obligated in all the mitzvahs asei of Shabbos because of the connection between Zachar v'Shamar. Right? They're obligated in various mitzvahs, but ultimately, most Zman Gramas, they are pturos from. There aren't so many Zman Gramas, but the ones that there are, the tefillin and tzitzis and sukkah and shofar, right? Those, among others, are time-bound. And then there are those that are controversial. Controversial. Are they Zman Gramas or not? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Siman Tavcha Vav and Arachayim the bracha that we call Kiddush Levana. It's interesting that we say Birchas Hachama and Kiddush Levana. They're both brachas. One's every 28 years and one's every month. But we call it, that's what we call it. There's a pshatim why we do that. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch starts off Siman Tavcha Vav, the Siman that's going to discuss Birchas Halavana Uzmana. The Shulchan Aruch says, Haro Levana Bechidusha, if we see the Levana in its getting larger, from our vision, Mivarech Hashem B'Mara Baruch Chakim, the Gemara quotes this bracha in Masechta Sanhedrin. Hagav Ve'in Lekadish Achodish Ela Belayla Be'esha Levana Zorachas V'nehen Nimeyora. Good, that is the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Magen Avram, women are pturos from the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Women are pturos. Why are women pturos? Says the Magen Avram, the mitzvahs asei shazman gramahu. It's a zman grama, and therefore they are pturos. And then the Magen Avram says, okay, but by most zman gramas, women are allowed to participate if they want to. By shofar, by sukkah, they could do it if they want to. They could even make a bracha. Says the Magen Avram, here they shouldn't. Not that they're exempt only, but that they shouldn't. According to Shlach HaKadosh, they caused the Levana to get smaller. It always goes back to Chava somehow. Right? Somehow, what exactly happened with the moon and Chava, not so clear. But that's the Shlach HaKadosh quoted here by the Noseh Kalim in the Shulchan Aruch, that women shouldn't do Kiddush Levana. Right? There are a couple of Zman Gramas that the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim say that women should not do. Not just that they don't have to, but they shouldn't. Including tzitzit and tefillin, as we mentioned earlier. But that's the Magen Avraham. If you look on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in the Chachma Shlomo, this Chachma Shlomo is a Shlomo Kluger. Not like the Chachma Shlomo on the bottom of the Marsha, which is the Marshal. This Chachma Shlomo says, I'm not sure that the Magen Avraham is correct in his reasoning. Is it really a Zman Grama? It is Kiddush Levana, a Zman Grama, says the Chachma Shlomo, Ula Daiti Zem Tamua Ma'od, Ve'elo Inye Klala Mitzvah Zeh Zman Grama. This isn't a Zman Grama. What do you mean it's not a Zman Grama? It has to be a Zman Grama. You only say it while the moon's getting bigger. You only say it in the first half of the month. Or, as we said at the end of the Shia yesterday, the Ramban, Meseches Kiddushin, has a whole list of Zman Gramas and not Zman Gramas. One of the ones on the list of not Zman Gramas, Sfiras HaOmer. Women are pturos from Sfiras HaOmer because are chayavos. It's Sfiras HaOmer because it is not time-bound. Ask all the mafarshim, what do you mean? How can it not be time-bound? It's the ultimate time-bound mitzvah. You count Sfira. You count. So some even say that it's a mistake. That maybe it said in the Ramban, Samach Hey, or Sfiras Hey, and it should have been Sfiras HaZava, and the publishers wrote as Sfiras HaOmer. So they even say it's a mistake, but if you look, it's not only the Ramban in more than one place, and those who quote the Ramban quote it as Sfiras HaOmer. So you have to give up shot. How exactly could Sfiras HaOmer not be Zman Grama? And one more, We'll have three. Bikurim. The mitzvah Bikurim is that time bound. Havas Bikurim, bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash between Pesach and Shavuos and up until Chanukah, as the Mishnah is described, is that time bound. So again, some of Farshim say maybe not. So by all these cases, there could be one Yesod. Again, there are various pshatim taken by the Achronim, the Divrei Yecheskel has a piece on it, but we'll just read it from Shlomo Kluger, who says the same exact thing as the Hakdama to Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau, in his long Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon. He says basically the same idea. Zman Grama is when you have something that always exists, but at a certain time it's a mitzvah, and at other times it's not a mitzvah. So for example, sitting in a sukkah, I could have a sukkah today. It's not a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah today, but I could, the object could exist, I could build a sukkah today, and I sit in it, and I'm not doing a mitzvah. And on sukkahs, I sit in it, I am doing a mitzvah. That's a zman grama. Something that always exists, but then the time is goreim that it's a mitzvah. That's zman grama. But what if you have something that only exists at a certain time? Right, it's not that it is only a mitzvah now. It's only existence it's now. That's not zman grama. That's zman gorim the reality. That's not zman gorim the mitzvah. So Kiddush Levana, says the Chacham Shlomo, that's not a zman grama. The mitzvah only exists in the first half of the month when the moon is getting bigger. He says, the klal zelo no marak be mitzvah de guf ha mitzvah shaycha tamid bechol inyan vechol zman kigon matza usuka velula vechadome de mitzvah zu efshar lehiskayim becheshvan kemo betishrei ve'iyar kemo benisan v'yafal pikin amra torah shebiyav malalu chayiv umikan ve'elech potter muchach tavizman grama lekach nashe beturos avo bilavana atu havila minia mikoach hazman. If you require birich once al riyasa, there's no more mitzvah. And if you missed it, it's not that time of the month. It's not that time of the month. Or bikurim, the mitzvah is the hava between Pesach and Shavuos, or up until Chanukah. That's it. At the other time of the month, the other time of the year, it's non-existent. It's not that it exists. It's not Havas Bikurim. Or Sfiras HaOmer. The definition of the mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. That's the definition. The mitzvah is not to count days. And it happens to be, counting days today is a mitzvah, counting days tomorrow is not a mitzvah. No. The mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. Therefore, when you don't have that, it is not a mitzvah. And that's how the Ramban, Maseches Kiddushin, could call Sfiras HaOmer a mitzvah that is not Zman Grama. Okay, that's just a Hosafa on the Tosfos that we had yesterday. Dibra Maskel Ma Beit Ish Leisha. And now we will continue. Again, each one of those requires a separate shiur. Each of the ones on the list of the differences between men and women, Ben Sohar and Moreb, and the other ones are listed, Ritzia, Evet Ivri, besides the ones that are listed in our Gemara, which are, our Gemara describes what the source is for each one. Okay, either way, now let's get into the fourth parak of Maseches Sota, which talks all about different types of women that drink and that do not drink the waters of the Mesota. And all the Mishnayas from this parak are right here in the first section. Says the Mishnah, Parak Arusa. Arusa v'shomeres yavam. An arusa and a shomeres yavam. What happens if a man, an arus, warns his arusa, in the days of old when they did erusin and nisuin separately, unlike today when we do it all together, let's say they did it separately, and during the time of erusin, he warned her not to have yichud with a certain person. Right? Meaning he does kinui vestira. That takes place during Shas Erusin. So do the laws of Sota apply? So arusa v'shomeres yavam, lo shosos v'lo no los ksuba. No, it does not. Or Shomeres Yavam, if the Yavam is waiting to do Yibum with his Yavama, and also he does Kinoi Vestira, Lo Shoso, she does not drink, Velo Nolos Ksuba, and she does not drink, therefore they can't stay married, because there's a suffix whether she's Usser, but she does not take her Ksuba either, because this is called breaking up the marriage. Shneamar Asher Tiste Isha Tachas Isha, she strays from her husband while she is under her husband, tachas isha, prat la arusa v'shomeres yavam. Right, not so common. The Mishnah itself gives the source. Sounds like a Gemara. The Mishnah gives the source for this halacha. Arusa and shomeres yavam are not considered tachas isha, and that's why they're not included in the normal laws of isha sota. The Tosfos Rashier says, this is even if the husband wants her to drink. Right, what if the husband says it's okay? I'll have her drink so she can get away to get her ksuba. Even if she wants to drink, no, we don't let her. If a woman is not shosa, then we don't let her, because then what's going to happen, as we know, we don't want the waters to erase Hashem's name. So if the halacha is einan shosos, we don't let them. The afim im hi omeres sheyashkena, kedei shelo tafsik subasa, v'shelo teaser leboel, v'shelo teaser betruma, lo mashkela, ki lo hitir HaKadosh Baruch Hu limchos kamo shemo shenechta v'kdusha. If the halacha is that she doesn't drink, then we don't let her drink, says the Tosfos HaRash. Two other points, one general and one more specific. Rashi here discusses, it's very interesting, shomeres yavam. You could do kinui v'stira on the Shomeres Yavam, and then what happens if she really has the stira, if she has the yichud, so that she's not going to drink, she's going to lose her ksuba? What happened if she was actually mezana? Shomeres Yavam, that's actually mezana. We had the day before, a couple of days ago, Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna holds Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa is Asur Labayla. We don't paskin like Rav Hamnuna. A Shomeres Yavam, meaning if a Yavama Lashuk has a relationship, if a woman who's waiting for Yivam or Chalitza, she doesn't wait, she goes and has a relationship with another guy, is she a surah to the Yavam? No. It's not like Eishes Ish. It's not Eishes Ish Shezinsa, Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa. There is a Deya, Rav Hamnuna, but we don't paskin that way. So ask Rashi, what's the issue, what's the Havamina here? What's the Gemara, what's the Mishnah talking about? A Shomeres Yavam that has Kinu Vistira, she's going to be a surah. But what if something actually happened? She's not Asura. Asks Rashi, V'yafilu lesla de Rav Hamnuna. Even if we don't know like Rav Hamnuna, to Shomeres Yavim Shezinsa Muteres liyavama. Nehi de Muteres, says Rashi. Fine, she's going to be Muteres to her Yavam. Mihu lo boy lemintzavisha zona. He's not interested in marrying a wayward woman. He's not interested. Remember, he has a choice. Yibam Chalitza. So in this case, he's not interested. So that's enough to cause her to lose her ksuba. Because he doesn't want to marry her. Vehi efsid the ksubasa. You're right, technically, she wouldn't be asura to him. But he is not interested anymore, and therefore that's enough to cause her to lose her ksuba. So that is Rashi's explanation of the Arusa, and the case of Shomeres Yavam in this case. Arusa Erisin, as we know, Shomeres Yavam, to do Yibam is a mitzvah. To get into the situation of Shomeres Yavam is not a mitzvah. That's automatic. Right? When the brother dies without children, automatically this Zika is created. Erisin, we'll get to this a little bit later, which one would you look at conceptually as stronger? Erisin is something that the husband and wife, the man and the woman themselves create. That's not created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That they themselves create. That is a chalos that is in their control. Right? So even a mitzvah, according to some Rishonim. That is a machlokas Rishonim, as we know, between the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam clearly says that getting married, separate from the mitzvah of Puravu, is a mitzvah. More than once. The Rambam writes this in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam says, counts it as one of the mitzvos, getting married. Erisin. The Rambam counts this in Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, and he says at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Lisa Isha, B'Ksuba B'Kiddushin. That's a mitzvah, to get married with Ksuba and Kiddushin. Interestingly, why he puts in Ksuba here, if Ksuba is Durabanan, but he puts that into the Koteret of Sefer HaMitzvos, Ksuba B'Kiddushin. But the Rambam says on Halacha Beis, V'Likuchin Eilu Mitzvahs Asei Shal Torahim. These Likuchin, this marriage, is a mitzvah. Ube'echad mishalosha drachim ha'isha nikneis. In one of three ways a woman could be nikneis, could be married, bekesef, o'vishtar, o'bebiya. And then the famous Lashonos of the Rambam, our girsa is, bia v'shtar min ha'toro, bekesef, b'divrei sofrim. Both the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah assume divrei sofrim here just means it's learned out from Midrashas Chazal. Not that it's derabanan, but it's learned out from Midrashas Chazal. Right, it's learned out from kicha kicha mistei efron exei reshava. That's why the Rambam calls it divrei sofrim. But that is the Rambam, and the Rambam says later on in Perek Gimel that the bracha that we say under a chuppah is a birchas hamitzvah. When the Masada Kedushin says it, he's saying it on behalf of the chassan. And he should tell the chassan, have in mind that I'm saying this because this is your mitzvah. The Rambam even says, if the Masada Kedushin got so, let's see, it was his first wedding, and he got confused, and he forgot, and he told the chassan to do the harei at before he made the bracha. And then the chassan did it. Harei v'gad shalei b'vasu, and he put the ring on, mazel tov. And then everybody screams out, the bracha, the bracha! And it was like, oh, the bracha! Guess what? The Rambam says, too late. Too late, the mitzvah's done. The mitzvah's done. You can't make a bracha after you do a mitzvah. If I shake a lulav and then I put the lulav down, I can't make the bracha anymore. Right, we're machmir. If you're still doing the mitzvah, then you can still make the bracha. If you're still wearing tzitzis and you forgot to make the bracha tzitzis, then you can make the bracha tzitzis as long as you're still doing the mitzvah. We paskin, you can make it during the mitzvah, but you can't make it afterwards. That's the Rambam. V'im kiddush lo birech lo yavarech achra kiddushin shezu bracha levatala mashe nase kfar nase. That's what the Rambam paskins, but it's a bracha, birchas ha-mitzvah. That's the Rambam. And who argues with this? The Rosh. The Rosh, in the beginning of Maseches Ketubos, in Aleph Siman Yud Beis, says that getting married is not a mitzvah. I know what the Rambam's talking about. Getting married is a hechsher mitzvah. But it's not even a hechsher mitzvah that you have to do. The mitzvah is pruvu, to have children. And let's say you could fulfill that without kiddushin. Let's say pilegesh, in the days that they had pilagshim. Let's say other ways to fulfill without doing the mitzvah of kiddushin. It's not a mitzvah, says the Rosh. Venirliki bracha zu, and therefore, because it's not a mitzvah, the Rosh has to explain what type of bracha it is. This bracha is not a bracha, a mitzvah, says the Rosh. Venirliki bracha zu, eina bracha lasias a mitzvah. Kipiri verivya, einu kiyam a mitzvah. Vimlachach pilegesh, vikiyam piri verivya, eino machayev, lakadish isha. He's not obligated to be mekadesh et isha. Or let's say the case that he has a quote here, but the case from Yevamis that we discussed a few weeks ago. If a man who was not Jewish and he had kids, then he converted. Right? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But according to one of them, he was Makayim Puravu. According to the Rosh, there's no mitzvah to get married. You already fulfilled the mitzvah Puravu. There's no mitzvah halachically. That's the Rosh. So it's not a mitzvah, it's not a berachas a mitzvah. But then you have the middle shita, the Ritva. The Ritva says in Kiddushin on Dav Zayin, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a berachas a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Getting married is a mitzvah. The Ritva holds clearly like the Rambam. The Ritva holds, because he discusses there since it's a mitzvah and a bircha, since it's a mitzvah, so he says it in two paragraphs on Dav Zayin Amud Beis. He discusses and he goes through why don't you say a birchas a mitzvah here, right? You don't say a shekel shalom does v'sivano lakadish asisha. You say this fancy bracha v'sivano arayos vaslan azarusos. Says the Ritva, that doesn't sound like a birchas a mitzvah. It's not. It's a birchas shalach v'hoda. That's what it sounds like. And that's the Rosh's great raya. But the Ritva says, no, I think it's a mitzvah, but for some reason it doesn't have a birchas a mitzvah. And he goes through various reasons. Why isn't it a birchas a mitzvah? Maybe this is not the final stage of the mitzvah. The final stage is the nisuin. This is only by the kiddushin. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah, like we spoke about a couple of days ago. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that maybe you don't make a bracha here because maybe she'll say no. Right, like the Ravid said, that's why you make the bracha afterwards. But you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah, a birchas a mitzvah on a mitzvah that is tali b'das acherim. That's why there's no bracha on stucca, no bracha on kibud av aim, no bracha on various mishloach manos, right? Various mitzvahs that you don't make a bracha on. Dilma hader be'echad minayu. Lo tignu be. So those are two, but it's clear from the Ritva that it is a mitzvah, and he's bothered why there is no birchas a mitzvah. It's a bircha, shalach lahoda, ke'ein, he says, bracha zu eina ke'ein kiddush. So that's the Ritva. So Rambam, Rosh, Ritva. But that is Erisin / Kiddushin that the husband and wife create. That is different than Shomeris Yavam. But here in our Mishnah, the Mishnah puts it together because by both of them, it is not a full Isha, Tachas Isha, and therefore they don't have the regular halachos of an Isha Sota. Part one of the Mishnah. This Mishnah has many parts. Part two of the Mishnah. Almana lekohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekohen hedyot, mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael. All of these isurei lavin, chayvei lavin, right? A widow to a kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekohen hedyot. The Tosfos Yontif just note what chalutza. Chalutza lekohen is only an isur derabanan, but throughout Shas, that's thrown in. Whenever it talks about isurei, when it says grusha v'chalutza lekohen hedyot. Even though chalutza is drabanan and grusha is daraisa, but it throws that in there. Do you take it literally? Do you just say agav grara? It doesn't really mean it. It's just thrown in there. But it could be that it's taken literally. And then you would say, like the Tosfos Yontif here says, it could be that this is goes on the list of examples where the drabanan have the power to create a status that's recognized even on a daraisa level. It's a drabanan. The isser chalutza l'kohen is an isser drabanan. But that could be strong enough to knock out the dinim of isha sota. Right, this could be. We have examples of that. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But that is, if you take the word chalutza literally. So it either might just be thrown in there, agav grara, but if you take it literally, it's significant. Next, mamzeres v'nesina liYisrael. A mamzeres is asur da'araisa to marry a Yisrael, and a nesina, What's a Nesina? What's a Nasin? Rashi quotes here from the Givonim. We know the story. The nation that came and tricked Yehoshua ben Nun. They pretended they were a nation from far away. Really, they were a nation from up close, right? From the one of the Shiva Amamin, but they didn't want Am Yisrael to destroy them, and therefore they pretended, right? They could have just... The Rishonim on Navi describe why did they just come and accept Yadus? Why did they do this whole fake? Okay, Kasha. But they did it, and Yehoshua ben Nun, even though it was a trick, he honored the agreement. He honored the agreement, but because they were so they were such tricksters, so he was gozer against them. What was he gozer against them? That's a machlokas Rishonim. What is there anything that's d'oraisa about the Givonim? Or is it older Rabbanan? Rabbeinu Tam, beginning of Eilon Aharis, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it's Asur D'oraisa to marry these people. D'oraisas, well, there's Shia Los Eschatin Bam. But what was the Gzeira? The Gzeira was Avdus. The Gzeira was Avdus even at the time after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yeshua started the Gzeira, and then David HaMelech continued the Gzeira. It's described, the Gemara describes it in Maseches Yevamos, and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. They hold against Rabbeinu Tam. They hold like Rashi. The Rambam holds like Rashi. Rashi holds the Isser Chasnus is the Rabbanan. Right? Where does it say if they convert, they can't marry into the Jews? Where does it say that? So the Rambam quotes, like Rashi in the beginning of Eilon Aharis, that is the Rabbanan. Says the Rambam, Mishin is Gayer Mishiva Amamin, Einan Asur Min Atar Lava Bako. On a D'oraisa level, if any of the seven nations convert, they're allowed to marry in. There's no special halach in the, like the Torah says, about Mitzri and Ammon and Moav. Right, those are specific Yisurei Chasnus. They become Jewish, you still can't marry them. But the Rambam says when it comes to the other seven nations, there's no Issa D'oraisa. V'hadavra yadua shalon is gaya mehen ela ha-givonim. But it's known that the only ones out of the seven nations that converted were the Givonim, the Yoshua gozer aleihem, shiyu asurim lavo bikal, echad zachar mechad akevas. Yoshua was gozer, they can't marry Jews. V'lo asur osam ela bizman shiish mikdash. But he only asured bizman mesa mikdash. But David, v'gozer aleihem shalai yikatsu bakal la'olam afilo bizman shiim mikdash. David was gozer on them, even bizman shiim mikdash. Why was he gozer on them? Remember the Gemara in Yevamos, Ayin Tes, where it was after the story that the Givonim demanded justice because they somehow were affected by Shaul HaMelech's massacring the city of Nov. They demanded justice and they demanded seven of Shaul's descendants to hang, and they killed them. And after David saw that, so David said, there is no way that these people are going to have anything to do with Yadus, right? They don't have the three simanim of a Jew, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Begom Lechasadim, and therefore David was goes there forever. They're never allowed to marry in. Asur Lavo Bakol. So, again, this example in the Mishnah. If you hold like Rov Rishonim, then it's again a Chiddush. That it's an Issa D'Rabbanan we're talking about here. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The marriage was an Issa D'Oraisa. The Gzeir was only regarding Avdus. Either way. Okay, let's continue. Mamzer v'nesina liYisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamzer, ulan asin. In all of these cases, where there is a problem halachically with the marriage, lo shosos v'lo no lo tzksuba. They don't drink, and they do not take the ksuba. Why? What is the source? It's not discussed by our Gemara. Rashi quotes the Sifri. Rashi on the third line, Hachitanya b'Sifri, Kisista Ishto, Biru'uya Le'isha Sakasa Medaber. Sista Ishto, his wife, that is Ro'i for him. That is who has the halacha of Isha. So the Pratla Aman of the Kohen Gadol, excluding Aman of the Kohen Gadol, who does not have, in all those other cases, who are halachically not allowed. If you look in the Yerushalmi right here in Sota quotes two other sources. Why? A woman who was halachically not allowed to marry the husband, why are they excluded? So, says the Rishalmi, one day a zera, right? It says that a woman is going to have zera afterwards if she's innocent. So the Rishalmi Darshan is only zera kusher, not zera pasul. If there's a marriage that is illegal and illicit, then the children aren't going to be kosher. And therefore, right, in case of they'll be halalim, they'll be mamzerim, whatever they are in each respective case. So therefore, says the Yerushalmi, that's what excludes these women. And number three, klum mayim ba'in ela lahatir labesa v'zu kiva shenistera omer lahotzei. Here, the whole purpose, if you remember, of the Mesota is to get a husband and wife back together again. Shalom bias. What kind of shalom bias do we have here? Bezim will force them to get divorced. So therefore, 3 days, one in the Sifri, two in the Yerushalmi, what the source is for these women that are living in sin with their husbands, why they don't have the regular halachas of Mesota apply. Next, Ve'elu, second line, lo shosos lo no lo suba. The following women also don't drink and don't take their ksuba. Why is this stated separately? The previous women also had this halacha. Tosfos says on the bottom, of the previous Amud, because it's for a different reason. The following women, Tosva says, and Dibra Maslamana the Kohen Gadol, they're different in their reason. You're right, all these women don't have the halachas of Mesota applied to them, but the first ones were because, halachically, they're not allowed to get married, and the following ones are because they're saying that, I don't want to drink the water, or for some reason they can't drink the water. So, ve'elu lo shosos lo nolos ksuba. Right, the Mishnah is categorized in various areas separately. Homeres tmeani. If a woman says, I did it. If a woman says, I'm guilty. Tmeani. So then she does not drink. The whole purpose is lefarer, and here she's trusted. Why is she trusted? Didn't we have a Mishnah at the end of Nedarim that if a woman says, I'm tmea to you, we don't believe her? Maybe she just wants to get remarried to somebody else. But Tosfos said earlier, we didn't emphasize this Tosfos enough, we should have. Tosfos back in the first parak on Davav Amid Aleph. Tosfos Dibra Masal Ha'omera says, you know why we believe her? Because of two words, Raglayim Ladavar. Because she already had Kini and Stira. So it's a good chance that she was Mizana. Tosfos says, the Hachamari Acher Kini Vistira, the Raglayim Ladavar. So that's why, in a case of a woman comes out of the blue and says, honey, I'm sorry, I was Mizana, then we say, maybe, Eineha Roa Acher. Maybe she's interested in some other man. But in this case, where she already acted with Kini Vistira, so then Raglayim Ladavar, there's a good chance that it happened. So Tmeani, it's enough for her to knock out the laws of regular drinking the sota. Vishabola Adam she tmeya. And if Adam come, that she was tmeya. Achronim say maybe even if one aid comes, that's the chiddush. Vahomeris any shosa. What if she does not admit anything? She just says, I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking. Maybe she's scared. She says, I'm not drinking. And this is before the name is erased. After the name is erased, we would force her to drink. Because we don't want the name to be erased for nothing. Omar Baila. Now other cases, any mashke. What if the husband says, I don't want her to drink. I don't want her to have to go through with this. Eini mashke if the husband says that. V'shabayla ba'ala ba'derech. Or if the husband lives with her on the derech. Also, she is not menuka me'avon. Notlos ksuba v'lo shosos. So these last cases, if the husband says, I don't want her to drink, or she's bo'al with her, so then she takes the ksuba and she does not drink. Stop there for a minute. A couple of points. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch points out that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch. Is there an obligation for the husband to make her drink? Is there anything wrong with the husband saying, you know what, honey, don't drink? He's going to have to divorce her in that case because it's a suffix sota. Suffix isser. But what happens if the husband says? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that this is a machlokes, the Chinuch and the Rambam. Because if you look in the Chinuch emphasizes that if the husband does not do this, so then, he is mevatel a mitzvah. That both in the beginning of mitzvah shin samachay, which is the beginning of sota, what's the mitzvah? Lo havi ha'isha ha'sota el ha'kohen, and take care of what he has to take care of in the process. So the chinuch is clear, and the chinuch at the end of shin samachay also says that the husband goes through the whole process and then does not finish the process with his wife, does not finish the process and bring her to Bezdin. V'over al zev, v'kina l'ishto v'nistro, v'lo evi al ha'kohen, la'asos la ha'maisa ha'kasuv, v'parsha bita la'zezeh, he's mevatel. So it's pretty clear from the Sefer HaChinuch that it's a mitzvah on the husband to go through the process. But if you look in the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam sounds like that it's a mitzvah on the Kohen. The mitzvah on the Kohen to take care of. Look on the Kotera, the beginning of Sota. It sounds like it's a mitzvah on the Kohen to do the process. It doesn't sound like it's a mitzvah on the Baal. So this, whether the husband is allowed to do this, right? He says, Eini Mashke, so that is a machlokes, Rishonim between the Rambam and the Chinuch. But then there's one other point. There's a Mishnah Lamelech that discusses our Mishnah. It's a crucial Mishnah Lamelech. Again, there's a very long Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Beis of Ilchas Sota, but in the first one, he writes as follows. He says, why is it if the husband says, I don't want her to drink, do we say that she gets her ksuba and does not drink? You're right, the fact that she's not drinking is his fault. He's saying she doesn't have to drink. Mikol makom, lama no teles ksuba. But still, why should she get a ksuba? Didn't we have the Mishnah Ksuba sign base that says there's a whole list of women who don't get a ksuba, those who violate Das Moshe and Das Yehudis, and ain't safik, the Eish Azishin is yachto veres al Das Moshe. She's violating. So why don't we say that she gets divorced, but why should she get the ksuba? So says the Mishnah Lamech after a couple of suggestions, he says he is so gadol. When a woman does a naveira, that doesn't mean she's automatically going to get divorced and lose the ksuba. What if she's mechalal Shabbos? What if she eats treif? So just because of that, the husband wants to divorce her, she's still going to get the ksuba. A woman doesn't lose her ksuba because she's an overes, she's an avarian. When does she lose her ksuba? When she does an avera that is specifically undermining and breaking up the marriage. That's the type of avera. If she feeds her husband treif, right, if she doesn't go to the mikvah, those types of averas. To call osan shishaninu beperka madir to yotos polok suba lav mishum to inu of it iser to lo matina b'shemakom to ima isha achla chela v'dam shetetsi polok suba ela overas al das dafka shemachshelas es baila v'noderes v'inim akayemes, which causes problems for the family. Aval mishum isura di dalo isam avsedes ksubasa. That's by das Moshe and des Yehudis. And therefore, in this case, you're right, she did something wrong. And if she was misyachedes, and she's doing terrible things. But why here is the marriage now ending as it is? Because the husband is not being mashke her. And therefore, she's going to get a ksuba. Mishamachi, b'misha bailein, erotza lashkosa, v'hiyo mersha erotza lishtos, ulavar shi tahora. She's saying, I want to prove my innocence. And the husband's saying, no, I don't want to. So you're right, she did something wrong. But who's breaking up the marriage here? It's the husband. And that's why she's going to get the ksuba. So that's a yesod gadol in terms of breaking up marriages and who is responsible. So that is related to our Mishnah. Okay, Viter. Again, this Mishnah is jam-packed. Mesu balein Viter. Mesu balein achelo shasu. What if the husband died before the woman gets a drink? In general. Not specifically any of the cases we were talking about before. A husband's on his way. A husband dies before the woman goes through the process. Beishamai omrim, notes los ksuba velo shosos. Beishamai says, she takes her ksuba, but she does not drink. She gets a ksuba in that case. She doesn't drink, because the halach is that the husband has to be mashke her, but she's able to get her ksuba. Ubeis hilal omrim, o shosos, o lo los ksubasan. She either drinks or doesn't get her ksuba. And the Gemara is going to explain this to mean she can't drink, and therefore she does not get her ksuba. Right? We will see exactly what the machlokas is between Meshama and Meshilel, having to do with shtaros. Shtar ha'o meligvos. That's the root of the machlokas. Viter, mu'uberes chaveru, minekas chaveru. There's a din to Rabbanan that a man is not allowed to marry a woman who is nursing or pregnant. Why? Because the worry was that if she gets, if she's with her husband, so then, especially if she's nursing, she's not going to have any more milk for her new baby. It's going to cause danger. For 2 years, that's the halacha. Rashi quotes it. Shekach zman yinikaso v'alach zevenasa. Let's say somebody violated that iser. They violated, and within 2 years, they married a mu'uberes u'minekas chaveiro. The halacha is lo shosas lo nolas ksuba divir b'meir. Remeir says, also, she can't drink, and she's, right, because she's living in sin, so to speak. She violated the Issa d'Rabbanan, and she can't take her ksuba. It's like the earlier cases. V'chachamim omrim, no. Yachulu lafri sho lachzir lachar zman. There's a way that this man could be married to this woman. Separate from her for the time until the 2 years are up, and then marry her. So says, say the Chachamim, you could do that, and therefore, inherently, this is called a Re'uya, not an Eino Ra'uy L'kaima. Ask the Maritz Chayis. Right, I don't understand this. What's the sheet ever be mayor? Because she violated an Isser Durabanan, she's going to called Eino Re'uya L'kaima, like Rashi quoted the Sifri before, and therefore, you're not going to have regular dinim of Isha Sota, says the Maritz Chayis. You know what you see from here? This is an example. This is an example of dinim d'Rabbanan affecting laws on a Daraisa level. And says the Maritz Chayis, look in Sukkah Chav Gimel. What's in Sukkah Chav Gimel? That's also a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is, it's a stiris, the exact opposite. The Shor Mesiyon Balachi here points out that it's the opposite. But what's the case there? Are you allowed to use a sukkah al gabe gamal? Are you allowed to use a sukkah on an animal? There's an iser on yantif. There's an iser d'rabbanan to climb an animal on yantif to go into your sukkah. So if you have a sukkah on a camel, are you allowed to use that sukkah? Machlokes. Rabbi Meir says kosher. It's okay. Ha'osa sukkas al gabe behemer, Rabbi Meir machshir. And Rabbi Yehuda says pasul. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say pasul? Chaga sukkas ta'aseh l'cha shivas yamim. Sukkah haru'uya l'shiva shma sukkah. Sukkah shenaru'uya l'shiva lo shma sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use this sukkah for all 7 days. You can't use it on yantif because it's an issa d'rabbanan to climb an animal. So it's no good. Rabbi Meir, hamani midaraisa mechsa chaziv rabbanu d'gazruba. This is ru'uya l'shiva. It's only issa d'rabbanan. Rabbi Meir's lashon. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush? because it's Asur Drabanan, it's called a Neru Ila Shiv on a Daraisa level. So says the Maharaj Chai is beautiful, just like over here in our Mishnah, and somebody violated Nisa Drabanan, a Neru Ila Drabanan, could have an effect on a Daraisa level. The only problem is, over there, Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good, and Rabbi Meir says it's good, and over here, Rabbi Meir says it's no good, and his Bar Pukta says it's good. So that's a Snira. But either way, you have to be Mechalik somehow between the context. If you look in the Sharm Sinai Balacha here, he has some suggestions how to answer that stira. Okay, Viter, next section. Islandis Vizakena Vishaina Ruyalaid. These women who are not able to have children. Islandis, a woman who does not have simanim of an Isha, Zakena, a very old woman, and a Eina Ru'uyaleleid, a woman who cannot have children, lo no los ksuba velo shosos. They're also excluded. They don't take their ksuba because it could be that they wasn't even able to be married in the first place. Maybe it was megatos, not getting into that right now. Velo shosos. And she doesn't drink because the only drinking is when there's a possibility of a niksa of an Isra Zara. She's going to have children afterwards. Here she can't. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, no. Yachalu lisa isha cheres, livers libas imena. They are ru'uya, right? Why did we say before they're not ru'uya? Because the man has to fulfill puravu. He can fill puravu with another woman. A man can be married to two women on a daraisa level. So just take another woman and he can stay married to the first woman. What does the Tanakhama say? The Tosafot Rush says, because many women wouldn't want to be married if you were still married to another woman. It would be very hard to find another wife, knowing that you're not divorcing your first wife. In a chinami, though, says the Meiri, if the husband already fulfilled the mitzvah puravu, then even the Tanakhama would say ru'uya. Fine. Vishar kol hanashim, and all other women in the world, oshosos alon olos ksuba. All other women in the world go through the process. They drink and are proven innocent, and if they don't drink, they don't take their ksuba. What's the chiddush of that last line? We know that. We know that all women are going to follow through. So Tosfos says maybe the chiddush is a different issa drabanan. What if a man married a woman within 3 months after she was previously married? He doesn't wait the din of havchana, the din of waiting after a woman is divorced or previously married or widowed, because you want to make sure to know who the father is or not. Maybe that's the case of that we would say that we do not fine the husband and wife in that case. That case is different than the previous cases where there was a machlokas. Maybe that's the case of under discussion. That is Tosfos' suggestion, which itself is a machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ravid. If somebody violates that din of Havchana, would we make them get divorced? Right. That's the Rambam. Evan Ezer quotes the Tudeas, and he has Pshara. He says, if it's a Kohen, we would not, because then they wouldn't ever be able to get remarried. If it's Yisrael, we would. That's Ramon Ebenezer in Simon Yud Gimel. Last section of the Mishnah. Eishes Kohen Shosim, but there's the Baila, and Eishes Kohen also goes through the process. The Gemara will talk about what's the Chiddush. Eishes Saris Shose, and Eishes Saris, a man who cannot have children, who cannot affect a Maisa Bia, Shose also drinks. Rashi says it must be that he became a Saris after he was married. Because you need a Maisa Bia between the husband and the wife before the whole Kini and the Stira in order for the process of Sota to continue. Al Yidei Kol Arayos Mekanin, the husband could warn his wife about any man, even one of the Arayos. He could even say, you're not allowed to have Yichud with your father, with my brother. Well, my brother, that's an Arayos. With your brother. Right, he could create that, even though there's a heter yichud. Chutz min hakatan umimi she'eno ish. Except for a katan, or someone who is not a man, we'll have to see what eno ish is coming to exclude. Katan here means, the Rambam says, 6 years old. Not less than 13. A 13 could do a maisa bia. A 12-year-old could do a maisa bia. It has to be less than 9. Not less than 6, less than 9, which is called roi labia in halachic terms. The elu shebezim makana lahen, and the following women, bezdin warns, because the husband himself cannot warn. Mishin is chareish baila, if the husband is deaf, oshin is tato, or became a shote, oshin yachavish beis vasurim, he's in jail. He is not around. Lolash kosa amru, but the Tanakhama says this cannot lead to being mashke her the meso to elaposla miksubasa, but at least to lose her ksuba. Right? He can't be mashke her based on bezdin's kinoi. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi amar aflash kosa lekashi yetsi ba'alim meso asur meshkena. When the husband gets out of jail, he could piggyback on the bezdin's kinoi. That is good enough, and we'll talk about that. Says the Gemara now, back to the beginning, Mishdehu delosh asya, hakinui makni la. In the case of Arusa and Shomeres Yavam, they don't drink, lo shosos, but it sounds like they can do kinui. Is that true? Minani mi li da'am tanur abanan, de daber al b'nei Yisrael, via marta, l'rabos Arusa, v'shomeres Yavam, l'kinui. So they're included in the kinui, just not in the shtia. Umasdisan mani, who is the Mishnah like? The Mishnah that excludes them from all the process of sota. Mani Rabbi Yonasan hi. Titania, the following machlokas. Tachas Sheikh. The process of sota applies only when they're married. Prat la arusa. Excluding an arusa. Yachol shani motzi af shomeres yavam. I might exclude shomeres yavam also. Tamalomar. Ish divir Rabbi Yoshia. No, included. Shomeres yavam is included. Arusa is excluded. According to Rabbi Yoshia, shomeres yavam sounds like it's a greater, tighter connection than arusa. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, no, the opposite. Tachas Yisheich Prat L'Shomeres Yavam. The first thing you exclude, because that's the most tenuous relationship. Otsi Shomeres Yavam V'lo Otsi Es Arusa. Tam Alomar Asher Tistet Isha Tachas Isha Prat L'Arusa. So the Maaser of Yonasan excludes both. That's like our Mishnah. But the Gemara explains, Mar Alima Le'Arusa De Kiddushe Didei V'Soklan Al Yado. The second opinion, Mar, says that Arusa is a stronger relationship. Why? Number one, he creates it himself. And number two, there's skila. Eishes isha zinsa, when she's an erisin, there's skila. Umar, in the first opinion, alim alei shomeres yavam. That one's stronger. Delo mechzera mesir lechupa, because you don't need anything more. Maisa bi is all you need. You don't need a mesir lechupa. And that is a major discussion in Lumdus, comparing an arusa and shomeres yavam. The Mishnah in Yavamis, you know, already laid out for us that an arusa is stronger. That's pashtus. An arusa is stronger. Even though shomeres yavam, Hashem creates the relationship, but the Mishnah Mishnah at the end of Nedarim, talking about Hafaras Nedarim, says the Mishnah, She'ein Yevama Gemura, the language is, She'ein, here it is, Ein Yevama Gemura Le'isha, Kishem Sha'arusa Gemura Le'isha. Right, Arison is a more serious relationship, Pashtus, but here it sounds like it's a machlokas tanoim, what you say. So for Rabbi Yonasan, hi ish my avidle, what does each one do with the other one? Soars. Rabbi Yonasan, who does not include both, what does he do with ish? Mi boy le rabos, eisha schevish, veisha shote, veisha shiamum. He includes all the wives of all of these other people who cannot do kinu themselves, that bezin is makani for them. For Rabbi Yoshia, hai tachas isha my avile. What does Rabbi Yoshia use tachas isha for? Right, in the parsha. Mi boile, lahakish ish leisha v'isha leish. To compare the man and the woman, we'll see later in the perek, what is they compared regarding which halacha. Says the Gemara now, elataima deksivi hani kroi. The reason that you have all of these halachas is because all of these limudim are made. Halav hachi, hava mina arusa shasya. Without the exclusion, you would say that arusa does drink? Right, and she does have normal laws of Mesota. Vahabuam second. Vakiyasa Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Mitaroma. Also, when Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came from the south. Also, Baisi Masisa Biyadi had the following brisa with him. Mi Balade Isheich. What does it mean? If the woman was Mizaneh besides being with her husband. So you know what we darshan that? Mishakad Mashrivas Ba Laboel. It has to be that the husband and wife lived together at least once before this story and stira happened. Veloshakad Mashrivas Ba Laboel. But if the woman was first, Mizaneh, before she was with her husband, the whole halacha of Isha Soda doesn't apply. So what's the Havamina that an Arusa would drink? Of course she doesn't drink. She hasn't been with her husband. Amar Ami Bar Chama, you're right. The only time that we would need the exclusion is if the Arus and Arusa lived together already. If they didn't live together, you wouldn't need the Limud. Said the Gemara, but wait a minute. So if you're telling me that Arusa in the Mishnah means that they live together already, Dichvasa Gabi Shomeres Yavam, then similarly would be by Shomeres Yavam, they live together already. But then if they live together, they're married. Ha Shomeres Yavam Karis La, Ishto Ma'al Yisahi. If Yavam and Yavama live together, remember the first Mishnah in Habal Yavimto, Bein Ba'ones, Bein Baratzon, Bein Bishon, no matter what, a Maisa Bia takes place, they're married. So what's the Havamina to say, and not only Havamina, Maskana, the Mishnah says that they're excluded. Why are they excluded? They're fully married. So the Gemara answers, Vama Rav, Kana Lako. Right, Rav says that a Maisa Bia, your Kone, a Yavam is Kone Yavimto, regarding all halachas. So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to say our Mishnah is like Shita Shmuel, Kishmuel de Amar, Lokana Elodram Hamura Beparsha. You're right, you have to say according to Shmuel. Shmuel says that a Maisa Yibam, without the Kavana, for the Maisa Yibam appropriately, is not Koneh for everything. We'll have to see what that means more at the beginning of tomorrow's year. But just one final point. The Menachas Chinuch here asks, what do you mean? Why is there a problem by Arusin? You have to say the Aris lived with the Arusa? Maybe he did Kiddushe Bia. What if he did Kiddushe Bia? We know that's Aser now, but maybe he did Kiddushe Bia. And that's why we have a case of Arusa. And the Aris and Arusa never lived together once they were Aris and Arusa. So the Minchas Chinuch comes up with another important Yesod. Shin Samachay Siv Tezayin. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the halacha of Mibala Dei Sheikh means that the husband and wife had a Maisa Bia once they were married. In the context of marriage, not creating the marriage. That is the yesod of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, let me give you another example. What happens if a man divorced his wife and they got remarried? And they got remarried, but never lived with her yet in this marriage. And then does Kiyuv Hasteira. You're going to tell me that works? Because they lived together beforehand? No! There has to be a Bia in this marriage. Just because there was a Bia beforehand, or if he was mezaneh with her beforehand, well, if he was, she was married at the time, she would be usher. But he said, Pshita deina shose, tibinisu in eilu tzarech shetikdam shchivas habal, v'chein im bale habal kodim shayse ishto, lo avilei kadma shchivas habal. So too, kiddushi Bia is not going to help you in this case. That's going to create the marriage, but it's not going to be considered a Bia within the marriage. And that's why, and that's what you would need for an Isha Sota. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but tomorrow we'll start talking about the mitzvah of Yibam a little bit, Kavana, and mitzvah, and Hashem will start with Ihachi right here on Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir should be up.